Coming up next from WNCW is the latest Friday feature interview of the week. My name is Paul Foster. We want to welcome back the magazine that celebrates North Carolina, our state. It just so happens the October edition is the annual Mountain Issue, and we're going to talk all about it with our guest, our state editor-in-chief, Elizabeth Hudson. Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to have you back on our program. Let's jump into this issue, and I've got to say that a gorgeous picture pops out at you immediately on the magazine's cover, and it actually reads Grand Canyon of the East, talking about the Linville Gorge.
That's something, isn't it? I know. I love this cover. If you've not been to the Linville Gorge, oh my gosh, what a trip. It's amazing. It really is just a spectacular view of the mountains in this state.
You guys always do a great job with your photographs and the choices you make on the outside or inside of the magazine as far as that goes. You've actually got several stories that talk about a variety of things concerning Linville and that part of North Carolina, don't you?
We do. In fact, you know, the idea was to put together kind of a little road trip that starts really in Avery County. You know, when you're driving out that way, you see the word Linville everywhere. Linville Gorge, Linville Falls, the town of Linville. So we were kind of looking at what happens if you start up at the top along U.S. Highway 421 and just kind of take it all the way down, pick up 221, and then really go Linville all the way down to Linville Gorge and end up, you know, in that magnificent canyon.
And there happens to be a section all to itself in this edition of the magazine that says, hey, fill up your gas tank and take a trip on Highway 221 South.
Yes, exactly. This is a new feature for us, afternoon in a tank of gas, kind of the idea that anywhere you are in the state, you really can just have a good afternoon in a tank of gas. And we've given you lots of little places to explore along that 221 beautiful scenic highway.
One of the things that you guys are always good to do and you don't leave out is featuring some wonderful food, and you've certainly got some good mountain-style dishes featured in this one called Mountain Meals.
That's exactly right. That's our photo essay for this issue, and oh my gosh, I got so hungry working on this. We've highlighted various places in the mountains, from really Asheville to Mount Airy to Boone, where you can get just a traditional kind of homespun mountain meal, maybe with a twist. Some of the places, one place that I love is the Log Cabin in Highlands, just a great shot of spectacular dish out there. The new Button and Co. in Asheville, Katie Button's place, a great breakfast at Yonder in Franklin, bacon, grits, eggs, Southern style Appalachian food. You can't beat it.
Another place, because you had a wonderful picture of a plate showing everything from homemade slaw to chicken and pintos and cornbread. I think that was a diner in Hot Springs.
Absolutely. That's exactly right. That's called the poor man's supper. It's pinto beans, cornbread, coleslaw, and potato cakes. Get you ready for a hike.
It's called the Friday Feature Interview of the Week on WNCW. Continuing a conversation with the editor-in-chief of Our State magazine about this state of North Carolina, Elizabeth Hudson, and the annual Mountain Edition. What's in those pages? There's a section about a town that happens to be very close to us here at WNCW. The story's called The Heart of Morganton.
That's exactly right. That's right there at the Linville Gorge area in Burke County. Just a great, charming mountain town. Our reporter and writer spent some time there and really got to the essence of what makes this town so special. So people really will have to check this out.
So many of these places we're talking about this morning in this annual Mountain Edition of Our State is going to be some wonderful locations to go as we get on more into the fall, especially into the month of October, and you think about the leaves changing. Those will be some great places to visit. Speaking of a fine place, you've also got some information in the magazine about Wilkesboro.
Absolutely. Another great day trip to take. I love the town of Wilkesboro. It's got so much going on. Of course, you know it for music, for sure, and Merlefest, which happens every year there. But Wilkesboro is a great place to go any time of the year. We've given you some suggestions of where to go eat because, you know, it's our state, so we're going to have food. some things to do, and just a way to enjoy that great mountain town.
Beyond the October edition, Elizabeth, what will the pages of Our State magazine be featuring, and what have we got to look forward to when it comes to the November edition?
Oh, November is a special issue for us. We're doing something a little different with November and exploring the theme of smoke in North Carolina. You know, you think about that time of year and the season for campfires and lighting the first fire of the year. You know, you can drive around and smell leaves burning, people are raking their yards, barbecue. It's the season of barbecue and smoked meats. So we're really taking a look at how the essence of smoke has permeated North Carolina. And we'll even look at some tobacco towns. You really can't talk about an issue like that without mentioning tobacco. But we're going to look at how some towns like Durham and Winston-Salem and Wilson, with their tobacco legacy, have really transformed for the 21st century. A special issue for us for November. And, of course, we're getting ready for our spectacular December issue, which is always a wonderful holiday edition. Oh, very excited about that as well.
That is such a great idea, smoke taking the pages of Our State in November. Before I let you go, let us know what the website is for Our State and how folks could visit there and find out more about you and how they could get a subscription if they don't already have one.
Well, the easiest way is to go online at ourstate.com and subscribe right there. They could give us a call at 800-948-1409, but the website, ourstate.com, we make it so easy.
Always celebrating North Carolina, certainly a magazine you'd be proud to have, and many of you already do. Our State Magazine, the October edition, is the annual mountain issue. It's been great to talk about it today with our guest, Elizabeth Hudson from Our State Magazine. Thank you so very much.
Thank you, Paul.
The Friday feature on WNCW, also available as a podcast at WNCW.org. I'm Paul Foster.